Now, so we can begin to explore the experience of arm levitation, let's make it easy and begin by finding a place to sit comfortably and easily. And then as you played with the experience of producing a catalepsy with yourself previously, let's start with that. So why not take one hand and very gently and respectfully lift the other hand until it's in a comfortably, naturally, easily maintained position without any effort, without any strain. And then as that hand can settle in that cataleptic position, as we can allow that hand, that arm, to be just so, I can invite you to allow your attention to begin to focus on some tendency of that hand to begin to feel interestingly different. It may be that as that's happening, that you begin to notice the hand is more relaxed, perhaps some tingling, maybe some numbness, coolness. Just whatever you notice at first is unimportant, but as you allow yourself to continue to focus on that hand and find yourself becoming naturally more absorbed in that experience, I wonder if you might be interested to notice a tendency for that hand to begin to move up towards your face. I don't know, and you don't need to know just yet, whether that hand will start to feel lighter, or whether there will be just a sense of a lifting tendency that can lead to a lightness, or that can follow the lightness. Or it may be that you don't even need to notice the lightness. It might be just that tendency for that hand to begin to lift. So my invitation is to allow your attention to be on the very first indication that you can feel, or if your eyes happen to be open, that you can see. There may be a little twitching of one finger or thumb. Almost imperceptible at first. But then as you continue to be curious about this, as you continue to allow that focus and absorption to be on the tendency for that hand to lift all by itself, not by you lifting it, not by you trying, but simply by attending to that tendency and allowing whatever way that hand can start to move up towards your face. And then as that continues, those little movements can start to become organized. Often there's a little jerkiness of the finger, of the hand, as it can start to find its own way and lift all the way to touch your face. And it's not important to know until you discover after it will have happened, whether it'll be your index finger, your middle finger, probably won't be your little finger, that will touch your face first. And you don't need to know until after it will have happened whether your hand will touch your chin, your nose, forehead, your cheek. And you might even already begin to get a hint of which finger is going to touch where. You might think that your index finger is going to touch your chin. And then you can be surprised to discover that your middle finger is going to touch your cheek. It's very unimportant to know before it happens just how it is going to happen. And it can take all the time it needs over the next little while. And I think it can be so delightful if, when your hand does touch your face, if there could be something about that experience that is particularly pleasing, that is particularly enjoyable, that can have such wonderful relevance to you in ways that you don't need to quite know just yet, but you could be curious to find out. So then I'm going to stop talking, and my invitation is for you to simply allow this process to continue until your hand will touch your face. You can allow it to be there until it's been there enough. And then, when your hand is ready, you don't need to know beforehand just when that will be. Your hand can find its way back down onto your lap, or the arm of the chair, or wherever it was. And it might be pleasing for you when that's happened to simply sit in the experience and soak it up, to sit in it and appreciate it, perhaps with a very pleasing curiosity about just how this might be useful for you in your life, just how this might be useful for you in your work with clients, how it might be useful for clients in their discovery that we really have so many potentials that we don't realize. Always with the recognition that not everybody, not every client is going to experience this easily and automatically. But we can expect and anticipate that any person has the capacity to do this. And with this experience of wondering just how that can facilitate everything. So after I stop talking, take your time, let this complete itself, and then when it's completed itself, you can then get on and go on with whatever you might do after this and take anything useful from it. It's a learning, one that we can have, one that we can use. That's good.